1025, 1063, The Game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I'm at Lipscomb Academy today for Nashville Cats training camp. Big Joe back at the studio, and the Cats will open their season on Saturday at Municipal Auditorium, and we're excited now to have Dean Kokinos, the head coach of the Nashville Cats, on with us. And, Coach, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to see you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here with you, and thanks for coming.
Well, and you and I were just talking during the break about the excitement around bringing this team back, bringing the Arena League back, and you being a part of that. But how difficult has it been to put a team together and scout a team that hadn't played? I mean, the Arena League's been gone. So what's this process been like?
Well, I think it's been really fast, right? Short window, short term for us coming in the new year, getting this thing put together in under three months. But I think a credit to the way, Coach Fisher and Nancy and Tamara, our owners, put this thing together. Hired really good people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had the opportunity to hire some really good experienced coaches with us. Adam Shackelford, longtime arena guy. You know, we played together in a championship game years ago. And for us, it was just, it was kind of like you just flip that switch and you just go back to do what you do. I haven't coached arena football in 5 years or more, since 2018. So, and just me and Adam just hit the ground. Coach Fisher had a few guys. I had a few guys. And we just, put together a team real fast. And, the goal was to build it inside out, have a little local flavor, regional guys, whether they're born here, played here, high school or college, and expand out. We had to get – the biggest challenge was finding players that played indoors. The Arena League's been gone. AFL has been gone, right? So, IFL is this league called the IFL. So we went out and pretty much found the best players in that other league and got those guys to come here. Coach Shaq did a great job with that. And then we got a lot of guys trickling down from the NFL and just went through our normal process of finding – we know how to find players, and we just did it faster this time. And we didn't waste time over-evaluating. We picked the guys we wanted and went and got them.
How cool has it been for you, what Jeff Fisher did around here, obviously, and then in the National Football League, being able to collaborate with him and, lean on that experience? You obviously have the experience from the Arena League, but you two being able to work together to build this thing.
Yeah, no, Jeff's been awesome, man. That's, I was done with Arena Ball. I actually worked with the Titans as well. Me and Pat Spruio, who's the coach here with the Cats originally, and we both did some personnel together and worked way under Jeff back then. Been around him. But when he came back, we just got together for, through a third party. We met a few times, Jeff and I did, and some of the other people, and Greg Pogue, and just kind of showed me, told me what he wanted to do here and build something for the community and put this thing together. And with his background of building teams, NFL teams, and my experience in the Arena League, and Greg with the media. I mean, it's just like kind of a, we're all kind of at the end of it, and we all got kind of thrown together. But just Jeff's the kingpin on this deal. Like, I think we're all here with him, and he kind of pulls us all together, and it's been great. We have a lot of professional people here from the owners down, so it's been awesome working with Jeff.
Dean Kokinos is with us, head coach of the Nashville Cats. They'll open their season against Minnesota on Saturday at Municipal Auditorium. So Ramon Atkins, he's going to be the guy under center for you at the quarterback position. And we always talk about the quarterback, most important position on the team. How much does that differentiate, though, in the Arena League? Because you have a shorter field. Are you looking for long balls, athletic? Like, what set him apart from his competition?
Well, the biggest thing, he's played indoors. He's one of the IFL guys that we talked about, and he's had a great career over there. I think he was player of the year, rookie of the year, first team, all that stuff. And I've known his agent for many years, NFL agent, and he's talked about this kid for 2 or 3 years, trying to help him, play in the XFL or another league. And I made some calls from over the years, so I always had him in the back of in my notebook, if I was going to coach a team somewhere again. And he's just a great guy first off the field. I think that was important to us. He's a leader. He's a high character guy. He's a super athlete. But he's been in the arena, and I think that's a big deal for us. In the arena game, you said it earlier, it's hard to come from the big field to the small field. The game changes tremendously. We had great quarterbacks here, Jeff Smoker, Clint Sterner.
Yeah.
Guys came off the big field, did well for us. We had a lot of other guys now that couldn't do it coming out of the NFL. And Ramon is just different because, he's a big, strong guy. He can throw it. He can run it. He can sit in the pocket. He's very cerebral. He's a smart guy. He's a tough guy. He's everything you want in arena football quarterback. So Right now, he's just got to learn the game a little bit. It's different than the IFL game. So he's doing right now. He's coming along pretty good.
How special is it to, you know, not only the Arena League itself, but to bring back the Cats name? Because the Cats, I remember going to Cats games growing up, and, you know, when they built Bridgestone, that was one of the first, you know, sporting events there, and it made us a major league city, of course, with the Predators and the Titans coming to town. But to be a part of bringing that brand, that name back in 2024, how special is that?
Yeah, it's really special. You know, I live here. I moved here in 2004 to come work with the Cats and the Titans, the second time now with Mr. Adams. And you probably remember the first time with Mark Bloom as the owner, and the only show in town back then.
That's right.
It was a big deal. And I think that's when the brand started, right? The first time Eddie Kaya was the head coach. Mm-hmm. Jay Gruden was the offensive coordinator. Pat Spuduto was the defense coordinator. And I think that's where the stamp was made. And then the second time I was here with Mr. Adams and Pat was the head coach.
Andy Kelly was the quarterback,
Andy Kelly,
too.
Yeah, first time around. Andy, Corey Fleming, UT guys. And it really – That group of men that started this, it still resonates. You know, every now and then, over the years, I've never left Nashville. It's my home. I've coached many other teams, and you come back, and if you wear a Cats T-shirt, you know, five 6 years ago, we just said people remember the Cats.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a brand. It's got a special name. There's a special place in the community to be part of the Cats, and I'm really excited about that. I know Jeff is. We talked about that. And doing something back for our community in this organization with the Cats brand. It's going to be pretty cool.
And to play in a historic building like Municipal Auditorium, so many great concerts or sporting events or what have you, I mean, that just adds to it.
Amazing. It's unbelievable when you walk the halls of that place with all the tickets and everybody's played there. And now what they've done, you know, our ownership and now Chuck McDowell's with us and really doing a lot of upgrades there. It's going to be a really cool place. You know, it's getting upgraded. We got a new field. We got new nets. We got new walls. Our new locker rooms are being rebuilt. The green room, the VIP room. And then you throw in the flavor of that historic building. It's a pretty cool place. So I can't think of a better place to play arena football than the Muni.
So with this league returning, you know, first 5 minutes of the game, do you feel like there's going to be a feeling out process with both teams of, even though you can practice everything all you want, but nothing can truly, you know, emulate what happens within a game. So what do you kind of look for in that first 5 minutes?
Yeah, no doubt. I think you said it when you started this conversation, we have no identity. We have no idea what we got, right? So we're throwing a bunch of guys never played together before. That's first. There's no carryover, you know. And guys, most of them never played arena ball. I think we were one or two guys. So there's always that wild card. Then you throw in first game of the year, you know, all the entertainment piece is going to be, then everybody's going to be amped up. Quarterbacks. Yeah. And I think the first 5 minutes might be a lot of fireworks early. We'll see. Or it might be sloppy. You just don't know, you know. And I think once things settle down, it'll turn into a good arena football game. But I think it's unexpected what we'll expect, what's coming. But I know it's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of noise going early. And so hopefully our guys just go out and play fast.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it and being partners and having you all on the radio as well. But going to be a lot of fun Saturday night.
Oh, it is. Can't man. Wait. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Dean Conchino is with us, the head coach of the Nashville Cats. Joining us here on the program, we'll have more from Lipscomb here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.